Let's dive into today's crypto market scene. As of just before noon on August 30, 2024, the total market cap of the crypto world is at $2.18 trillion, down by 2.06% from yesterday. Also, the total trading volume has hit $83.63 billion, which is a drop of 8.37% from the day before, all according to SoSoValue. The price of Bitcoin BTC has dropped a bit, now sitting at $59,396, which is a 1.37% decrease from yesterday. Its market cap is pretty hefty at $1.1 trillion, making up 53.8% instead of the total crypto market cap. Over the past 24 hours, BTC's trading volume was about $32.66 billion, which is 39% of the total trading volume. Switching over to Ethereum, ETH, it's also seen a slight dip in price to $2,512.5, down 1.85% from yesterday. ETH's market cap is at $302.25 billion, representing 13.9% of the total market cap. Its trading volume over the last 24 hours was $13.27 billion, accounting for 15.9% of the total trading volume. Together, BTC and ETH hold a massive 67.7% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes make up 54.9% of the total trading volume. After checking out the overall crypto market, let's dive into the top 5 token gainers of the day. As of noon Hong Kong time, here's the scoop from SoSoValue. The top gainer is Barnbridge Bond. As of just before noon today, it's rocking a market cap of $20.89 million with a coin price of 2.1522 cents, and it's up by a whopping 44.4% in the last 24 hours. Next up, we've got Polkadex PDX. Its coin price is sitting at 0.2510 with a 24-hour surge of 43.8%. Taking the third spot is alongside crypto market index AMKT. Its coin price is at 179.65, showing a solid 36% jump from yesterday. In fourth place, SHIL token is making moves with the coin price of 2.11 Luden, up by 30.7%. And rounding out our top five, Orderly Network, Order, has its coin price at $1.938 with a 22.7% increase over the last 24 hours. Moving on, let's dive into how the crypto market sectors are doing. According to SoSoValue, it's a bit of a tough day with all 16 sectors in the red. Specifically, the social fi, layer 2, and AI sectors have seen some notable drops. The social fi sector is down by 3.17%, with Berry, Moon, and Cyber falling by 6.87%, 6.73%, and 4.87% respectively. Over in the layer 2 sector, there's a decrease of 3.45%, led by TIA, Cweb, and ZK, which dropped by 7.43%, 6.2%, and 5.96%. Lastly, the AI sector took a hit of 5.96%, with FET, MOVE, and TAO leading the downturn, dropping 10.3%, 8.08%, and 7.74%. Let's dive into today's crypto news that you need to know, courtesy of SoSoValue. El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele chatted with Time magazine and shared that Bitcoin hasn't caught on as much as he'd hoped since it became legal tender back on September 7, 2021. He was aiming to modernize the economy and cut down on the US dollar dependency. Even though it's been a mixed bag at home, with some folks not too thrilled and some criticism from big names like Moody's and the IMF, Bukele still sees the upside. He pointed out that Bitcoin's introduction has boosted the country's image, attracted foreign investment, and even helped with tourism. Plus, it's all voluntary, so those who are into it can really benefit from using Bitcoin. The next news is about the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, which saw a net outflow of $71.73 million on Thursday, continuing a three-day trend of money moving out. BlackRock's IBIT experienced its first outflows since May 1st, losing 13.51 million nets. Other funds like Grayscale's GBTC, Fidelity's FBTC, Bitwise's Byte, and Valkyrie's BRR also faced significant withdrawals. On the flip side, ARK and 21Shares ARKB managed to pull in $5.30 million. Overall, trading volumes for Bitcoin ETFs dropped, and spot Ethereum ETFs, led by the Grayscale Ethereum Trust, also dipped back into negative territory. The next news is, SoSoValue reports that as of August 29th, Bitcoin spot ETFs saw a total net outflow of $71.73 million. Yesterday, Grayscale Scales ETF GBTC experienced a net outflow of $22.68 million, pushing its total historical net outflow to $19.78 billion. Meanwhile, Grayscale Bitcoin Mini Trust ETF BTC had no net outflow, maintaining its total historical net inflow at $347.92 million. The Bitcoin spot ETF with the highest net inflow for the day was ARK Invest and 21Shares' ETF ARKB, which saw a daily net inflow of $5.34 million, bringing its total historical net inflow to $2.37 billion. Currently, the total net asset value of Bitcoin spot ETFs is $54.36 billion, with the ETF net asset ratio at 4.62% and the historical cumulative net inflows at $17.78 billion. Next news, Elon Musk and Tesla just scored a win in court. They were facing a class action lawsuit that claimed Musk's tweets about Dogecoin were messing with the market and hurting investors. But U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein wasn't having it. He tossed out the lawsuit for good, calling it with prejudice, which means it's permanently dismissed. The lawsuit, which kicked off in June 2022, accused Musk and his companies, Tesla and SpaceX, of tricking investors with their big talk on Dogecoin. The judge, however, said those statements were more like big dreams and hype, not hard facts. He mentioned that no smart investor would take those tweets seriously. After the court's decision, Dogecoin's market value took a slight dip. The next news is Bridge, a Web3 payment company started by ex-Coinbase and Square folks, just bagged $58 million in funding. Big names like Sequoia, Ribbit, Index, and Hon Ventures are backing them up. They're working on a stablecoin-powered platform to make moving money easier, covering everything from payouts and cross-border payments to foreign currency exchanges. Bridge has teamed up with Bitso to handle business-to-business cross-border payments using stablecoins in Latin America. Plus, they're boosting their game with stablecoin orchestration and issuance services, which means they've got APIs to switch between dollar formats and to let developers customize their own stablecoins. The next news is former President Donald Trump is all set to turn the U.S. into the crypto capital of the world. He spilled the beans on X and said he'd drop the full plan this Thursday. Trump's been getting cozy with crypto, especially after his gig at the Bitcoin 2024 conference, where he talked about setting up a strategic Bitcoin reserve and even hinted at giving the SEC chair the boot if he gets elected again. He's tying up with World Liberty Financial, a DeFi project his sons are pushing. But heads up, there's a bit of a scam alert going around on World Liberty Financial's Telegram channel. Watch out for dodgy airdrops and token sales. The next news is, Foresight News just shared that the Chicago Board Options Exchange, or CBOE Exchange, has put in a new application on August 28th to get the green light to list options for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. They want to treat these spot cryptocurrency ETFs just like other securities that are okay for options trading, similar to the physical gold ETF from Goldman Sachs and the iShares Silver Trust. The plan is to offer options that are tied to Ethereum and Bitcoin ETFs from big names in asset management like Fidelity, 21 Shares, Invesco, VanEck, Grayscale, Bits, BlackRock's iShares, and Valkyrie. The next news is, over at Gnosis Chain, folks are thinking hard about switching up their gas tokens. This is all because MakerDAO has changed its name to SKY and rolled out a new stablecoin called SKY Dollar, or USDS for short. Right now, Gnosis uses XDAI, which is basically DAI, but on their chain, to handle gas fees. But here's the twist. The new USDS can freeze wallet addresses, and that's a no-go for Gnosis since they're all about keeping things decentralized. So, they're chatting about other options like RAI and LUSD, which are decentralized stablecoins, or maybe even using their own token, GNO, for gas. The next news is, Wu found out that Australia is quickly becoming the top spot for cryptocurrency ATMs worldwide. In just 2 years, the number of these ATMs has shot up from 73 to almost 1,200, and there are still over 200 machines waiting to get the green light from regulators. While some folks running these ATMs say they help more people get into banking, there are worries they could also be hotspots for money laundering and scams. The next news is, over in Brazil, there's a bit of a tussle between X, the social media platform, and Alexandre de Moraes, a Supreme Court judge. Moraes has laid down the law, saying if Elon Musk duck a legal rep for X in Brazil soon, he's going to hit the pause button on X operating there until August 29, 2024. This comes after X claimed a couple of weeks back that Judge Moraes even threatened to arrest their legal rep. In a twist, on August 17th, X decided to shut down its operations in Brazil, although it's keeping its social media services running for Brazilian users. Earlier, Musk accused Moraes of using underhanded tactics to push for content moderation on X, while Moraes fired back, accusing X of letting false info about the Brazilian government spread on its platform. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this useful. Don't forget to check out sosovalue.com, your go-to resource for all things crypto. Stay updated with the latest market trends and essential info. Until next time, take care and goodbye.